Hi, folks. I hope you're enjoying this album so far. I've got a real treat for you right now. One of my best friends in the whole world, Stretch Darson from Scotland, is on this album. He's a huge Tommy Duncan fan and a star in his own right.
Thank you.
Tell me, Stretch, what does Tommy Duncan mean to you?
Well, probably, believe it or not, what he means to most other people. I mean, I think him and Bob had a partnership which was not unlike, say, Johnny Cash and Luther Perkins, that right. One kind of needed the other, I think. You know, you take one away from the mix and it just doesn't work. So I think it was a good match, you know. I think Bob used other singers like Tag Lambert or Wanda Jackson and people like that, you know, between and after or before Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was probably the best match. You know, like Cash used other guitar players, but I don't think anyone ever could fill Luther's boots, you know. So I just think he was a great singer, and his elocution and all that is very, very on the mark, you know. And I think it stands to reason that, you know, why guys like Bing Crosby were really taken by Tommy Duncan, you know, or some of the other big band singers really thought he was...
That's right.
He was something pretty special, you know, so... Hopefully that'll answer your question.
It most certainly does. Now, isn't Duncan a Scottish name?
Well, Billy, as you know, Duncan's probably one of the oldest Scottish names there is. So imagine Tommy came from probably somewhere in Aberdeenshire.
Oh, wow.
Probably Skittrah, that's the kind of Duncan stronghold.
Hmm.
So, say, you remember that time I was down in San Antonio and we got these couple of, and we took them all over town.
Oh, my
remember,
gosh.
That was quite a night, as they say. So... Oh. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's do this.
Better do this song before I drink any more. Okay, let's do it.